I would just like to start off by saying this is a very difficult subject I'm supposed to talk about. Because coming from South Africa, which was an activist society, I grew up as a kid in rallies, in boycotts, in strikes, in marches. It was just a natural thing with all of us, millions of people. And I'm sure you saw when South Africans faced machine guns and tanks, they faced them with song and sometimes song and stones. And they were just not afraid. They were not afraid. For me, those are the true heroes of my country. All those people who gave their lives so that I could be standing here before you today. South Africa is also probably in the history of humanity the only country that had as a catalyst to its freedom music. And if you ever saw a film called Amandla, there was a white policeman who said they were on tanks and they were holding machine guns. But when those thousands of people came trotting down the street singing these songs, even though they had these weapons, they were terrified. They were really terrified. So that was the power of the music of the people of South Africa. I just happened to come from that society. There was no way that I could have had success and not talk about the people I came from, the people from whom I source what I do mostly. If I came from Germany, I probably would have been a great beer brewer. If I came from Japan, I probably would be an outstanding sushi chef. But because I came from a people who were fearless and who could really sing, it's another thing that people don't know is that in South Africa, everything starts with music. Like I couldn't have, if we were in South Africa, I couldn't have started this talk without us all standing up and singing first. There's something very spiritual about music. And if I did it, you know, at home, people would say, I liked your lecture, but we didn't sing. Because they feel that it's a very, very spiritual component of life. So I got into activism by pure inheritance, and the fact that I was a musician was a pure coincidence.